Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, and so is Scott Smith. Scott, complete the entire prophecy there of St. Miller's. We got a caller wanted to know exactly what you were reading from and where to obtain it. Go ahead, continue and complete it.
We were talking about at that time,
yeah,
people will fly like birds and descend
right
to the bottom
exactly
of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have achieved all this, these unhappy people will spend their lives in comfort,
mm-hmm,
without knowing, poor souls, that it is the deceit of the Antichrist and the impious one. And it goes on to say, he will so complete science with vanity that it will go off the right path and lead people to lose faith in the existence of God in three apostasies. Then the all-good God will see the downfall of the human race and will shorten the days for the sake of those few who are being saved, because the enemy wants to lead even the chosen into temptation, if that is possible. Then the sword of chastisement will suddenly appear and kill the perverter and his servants.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's it?
That's the end
of
it.
That's fabulous, yeah. And where exactly can people discover this? Where
all
can
right
they see it or get it in print?
I have it. See, now I have this on my hard drive, so that at the bottom of the printout, it has my documents and settings. But I'll get it for the next time of as to where I obtain this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in with a bunch of other prophecies and different people who have made these kind of proclamations down through the ages. But this is St. Nellis, and St. Nellis, He was like a Patrick Henry of the early church.
And how is it spelled? M-I-L-L-U-S? Is that
no,
right?
No, N-I-L-U-S.
Nil.
Nil-us.
All right.
Nil-us. And he was quite a guy. He warned. He used to threaten all the kings and the rulers in high places.
Mm-hmm.
He used to threaten the abbots and the bishops and everybody, the emperor. He just told them all.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a big battler of the heresy of Arianism,
mm-hmm,
which really doesn't have anything to do with the Arian race type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Arianism was a mm-hmm philosophy at the time,
mm-hmm,
that Jesus was not God,
mm-hmm,
but a creation of God.
Right.
And I think some of the Jehovah Witnesses are still into that kind of Arian heresy. Now, I believe that Jesus is God, God from God, and he's God. And,
mm-hmm,
you have the Trinity and three persons in one God, and Jesus is God. He's not a creation of God. He's been there from the beginning, and things were created through him.
The Alpha and the Omega.
That's right, the beginning and the end. That's right, Jesus Christ. And Nellis was a warrior in fighting the heresy of Arianism, which, put Christ down on a lower rung below the Father.
Well, this is interesting. These questions have come up, and doctrinal questions that have come up that we have to explore and talk about a lot in the Scriptures, because, as I was saying to somebody the other day, in fact, I was saying it to one of the people on our crew, our TV crew, and that is that the word born again has been so confusing to people, because ministers toss that term around like they mean is if you accept Jesus Christ, you are born again. And when we come back from the break, I want to shatter that myth, if you will, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that when we come back on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on RBNLive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
All righty, we are back now, and we will take your calls. Rick Adams, Scott Smith tonight, because we won't be on Friday night as we normally are together. And Scott, as I was just saying a moment ago, the term born again is one of those terms that unfortunately most fundamentalist preachers today have no inkling of an understanding of what it means. And yet it's clearly shown, clearly stated in the scripture what born again means. And you'll hear minister after minister say you must be born again, which is true. Born again to enter the kingdom of God. What they say is that when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, and repent from sin, you are now born again. Well, of course, that's not true. You are spiritually begotten of God when you confess Jesus with the tongue, repent for your sins, and all of that. But you are not born again, because the term born again actually is translated from the original born from above, born of spirit.
Right.
Born of spirit means born into a spiritual body. At that point, we become born again. Now, Jesus had this conversation, didn't he have it, with one of those who were inquiring, what does it mean to be born again? I cannot go back into my mother's womb, he said. And Jesus said, you are born once of water and once of spirit, or once of the flesh and then of spirit, if in fact you pass from death unto life. Now, and yet that one term, born again, is so typical of the many terms in Scripture where preachers, unfortunately, have met with a shipwreck. They simply don't know what the term means. And that's why when they talk about Israel and who is really Israel, they keep thinking that little country in the Middle East, that nice little land where everybody lives happily ever after except the Palestinians, is Israel in the flesh. That is the real Israel. And we are not spiritual Israel. Well, that's why Scripture, unfortunately, has become the basis for attacks against Christianity, because men have used Scripture, perverted it, misused it, to create a perspective of their own. That is, they start with a false premise, then they use Scripture to back up their premise, perverting the Scripture, and then come to the conclusion that they have believed in the premise right from the beginning.
Well, you know, Rick, I was 17 years old, and I was in the Coast Guard, and that was where I got hit by the Spirit like a freight train. And I actually thought I was cracking up. I thought I was, because up to that point, you know, I was a kid who played basketball and did his homework and ran around and, you know, then I went to the service and all of a sudden I get hit by the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, you know, it was just, if there was ever a time that I would consider that I was born again of the Spirit, it was that time.
But what you actually experienced was a spiritual begetting. That is, you were spiritually begotten of God, but you weren't yet, and I'm not yet, and none of us is yet born a second time, born of Spirit. That day will come, but you did have the Spirit of Christ descend upon you and speak to you and call you to an understanding. And that's what spiritually begotten means, Scott. Fascinating, isn't it? You see, we can make sense of the Scriptures, and that's why if we don't make sense of the Scriptures and we don't tell people what we know to be true in the Word of God, then they give occasion to blaspheme and say, well, look at you crazy Christians, you know. You believe this and not that. You believe the earth is flat and not round. No, no. The Bible, right from the beginning, long before science and Galileo and all the rest of them, said that the earth was a sphere. And the Bible established science, not the other way around, my friend. All right, Scott, you ready to take some more calls?
I love to take the calls, Rick.
Okay, 800-313-9443. We're really talking a lot about Thanksgiving tonight because that's what it's all about. Let's go to Chris in Round Rock. Hi, Chris, how are you?
Not again, how are y'all doing?
Hey, Chris.
I got a question. What do you, number one, let me just lay it out, both questions. Number one, do you believe in a coming rapture? And two, what do you feel or what do you know about preterism and the parousia taking place in AD 70?
That's good questions. Very good questions. You want me to tackle them first, Scott?
Go ahead, Rick.
Well, let's see. The first question had to do with the rapture. No, I do not believe in a pre-tribulationist rapture of the church, quote unquote.
No,
I don't think it's anywhere shown in Scripture. There's no reference point for it. These evangelicals and fundamentalists, under the tutelage of Cyrus Ingerson Schofield, the great master of deception, have come about and have created this idea that the church, you know, we're living in the church age now. Everything is divided into ages. And this is the age of the church, and the church will be secretly raptured out during the end times when the tribulation will take place, and they will be spared this. Nowhere do I see that in the Scriptures whatsoever. In fact, it contradicts the whole purpose of the Scriptures. Okay, that's number one. As far as the preterist point of view is concerned, no, a lot of things happened in 70 A.D., but not all prophecy has been fulfilled in 70 A.D., and it can't have been.
Okay, well, I mean, well, Christ said himself, all of the prophecies of the Old Testament will be fulfilled at this point in time. And then a sentence or two later says that some of you here will still be alive. That nothing will happen until all these prophecies are fulfilled.
Well, see, that again has been mistaken. Jesus himself said beyond that, he said that when I come back, I will come back in wrath against Jerusalem when there will not be one stone unturned in Jerusalem. At the time Jesus was speaking, there was still that wall left in Jerusalem. Jesus was talking about when he returns in his glory, in his final judgment, when the millennium begins, that stone, that wall, will not be there in one piece.
Bringing the spiritual Jerusalem out of heaven.
Right. That's my view, okay? That's the way I see it. I don't see any contradiction there. It's just there are two reference points, and he's referring to the temple. He's referring to the physical temple of the temple of worship. He's referred to the temple of as the body also at the same time, and people get confused. People get confused about end-time prophecy, I think. Not all prophecy. In Daniel, you look back to Daniel in prophecy, and you look back to Job and Ezekiel. These prophecies have not come about yet, in my view. I haven't seen them.
I think a lot of people get caught up, Rick, in the part of the Bible where Jesus talks about the end times and when they're happening.
Right.
That, you know, if you're on the roof, don't go down and get your belongings.
Right,
and
right, exactly.
Two will be mashing meal, and one will be taken, and one will be left.
Mm-hmm.
And I just believe that he's doing an expose on how the wheat and the chaff are going to be separated, the goats and the sheep.
Hey, thanks, guys. I got to run. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right,
Chris.
Thank you for raising the questions. Let's move along. Take another call. Wayne in Nebraska. Hi, you're on the program.
Well, thank you for taking my call, first of all. As far as the rapture theory is concerned, I go to Ezekiel 13. God hates those who teach their people to fly to save their souls. You go to Paul's teaching. He teaches us that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and that's wherever he is. So we know that we're marked. We carry a mark, us Christians, in knowing that the devil is going to be revealed to us. So how can we... How can we be gone?
Be on a honeymoon. I know what you're saying. How can we be on a honeymoon with the Lord and all of this taking place on the earth when we're not here?
Right.
And it's impossible.
It's impossible. When Christ's feet touch back down, all flesh changes into spiritual.
Right.
There
exactly.
is no more, though the lion lays down with the lamb. We don't see that now.
Well, let me ask you this, Wayne. Now, all flesh, meaning all those who are saved, or those who are spiritually begotten, what about the rest of the flesh of the world, those that survive the wars and famines and so forth? What about them? Are they changed, or are they witnessed to in the flesh?
They are witnessed to. We're here to witness, Rick. We don't, you know, we got what's called a millennium, the 1,000 years, one day to us, 1,000 years for them.
Right.
They have, I mean, most of them are knuckleheads. Let's face it. They don't, you know, they don't care about God today. They could care less. Now, you know, he's going to give them every chance in the millennium.
That's right.
To change.
I believe that. Yes.
And until they do, you know, then at the end of that millennium, they perish. We have to realize, I heard you talk in an earlier program about how there was another earth age before this one. And how that whole earth age perished when Satan rebelled.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in that age. We didn't, there was a third that followed Satan.
Mm-hmm.
There was a third that followed the Lord. Mm-hmm. And there's a third that couldn't make up their minds. And that's why we're going through this earth age today.
Very interesting, yeah, yeah. I would agree with that, and there's verses in the Old Testament which allude to that period of time, the age that has already passed, the spiritual age, the physical age that we're in, and the new spiritual age to come. It's amazing because it proves to me, you guys, that we're living in a war that is not made up of flesh and blood armies, but ruled by powers and principalities.
Nope.
In the spirit war.
Spiritual war. And I always look at it primarily as a spiritual war and see the events that occur in the physical realm as a manifestation of
mm-hmm.
that spiritual
yeah.
war that is taking place within every person and within the cosmos.
Wayne, can you stay or do you have to leave?
I can stay.
All right, because we got a break coming. Scott, Wayne, and Rick will all be back, and you can join us, too. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
Yes, and with Rick tonight on this Thanksgiving Eve is my great co-host Scott Smith, and we're talking with Wayne in Nebraska. Wayne, what else did you want to point out about Scripture that you believe is not being taught or not believed properly by people?
Okay, let's go into when Christ comes back. Do you know when it will be?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me?
Exactly 3 days from when the two witnesses are slain in the streets of Jerusalem.
Amen, brother. You're on target. I'm so glad to hear. People like you. I lost Genesis on the other. I got a satellite dish. That's how I get you folks. But,
oh, great, great.
But I lost Genesis. I get them. I get them on shortwave, but I don't get it very good. But I'm glad to find John Stadtmiller in this and you folks. It's just I've been listening to you for a while, and I'm really enjoying your broadcast. And
thank you.
Just I just want to say that you know, we have to possess a sword. I mean, the sword is what slices Satan into ribbons, and we have power over him. So, mm-hmm. You know,
through the word,
amen.
It's a two-edged sword.
And the word is a sword, by the way.
A sword is the word of the Lord.
The word cuts. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It divides.
Yes, and you know, I think the thing to be thankful for is that we do have eyes to see and ears to hear. That's the main thing. And we know that things like reincarnation can never be, because we only go through this earth age one time. So basically that really blows the 70 AD thing. And those people who teach that are a part of the body of Christ that's going to perish.
right? And there's a large part of it. It's only a small remnant that maintain their faith and belief in Jesus Christ and act accordingly. And I know once I say that, act accordingly, everybody's, mm-hmm. you know, all this, you know, once saved, always saved people really mm-hmm. get upset about that. But, you know, in James, the letter of St. James, it's kind of clear that faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to have both, right. and you have to be cognizant. And just to sit back on your laurels and not be involved and not bring forth the truth of Christ when it's time to go meet him and he opens up the book, you'll be like the guy who buried his denarii. And what did he say to that guy, Wayne? Get out of here, you miserable wretch.
I never knew you.
Right. You could have at least put it in the bank and gained some interest for me. But
hey, you bet. And you know something, really? You look at the preachers of today. You said it. They don't really know the scriptures. And
no.
Some of these so-called people who touch people, they fall over. That's not the way Jesus
healed.
Well,
you know
why
they
that.
Don't know the scriptures is because they were all taught in cemeteries. I mean, seminaries.
Yeah.
It's how you were taught that you go out and you infect the world with the same pulpit oratory. And if I were the devil, where would I start? In the pulpit? No, I'd start right in the seminaries.
Oh, yeah.
Right after their minds right there. That's where they're going.
And the 501c3
they
really fall far short, you know. And it says in the, you know, it says that these are the ones who's going to be praying for the mountains to fall on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
they're going to be, you know, when they worship the wrong Messiah, they're the ones that's going to be praying for mountains to fall on them just from shame. They're going to be red in the face. That's
mm-hmm.
that's written.
Wayne, mm-hmm. the prophecy of Saint Nicholas he was all over these. His Christian pastors, bishops, and priests
mm-hmm.
will become vain men, completely failing to distinguish the right hand way from the left.
Well, and you take the famine of the end times is for hearing the word of God. That's
mm-hmm.
the famine.
That is the famine. You're absolutely right.
It's a spiritual meaning, yeah.
And
not just the physical. That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah. God has given RBN to the world so that we may have just a little nourishment to continue on in the desert of this beast that, you know, Thank God for RBN. It's an oasis in the desert, from what I can see.
Especially today. These perilous times, and they are, from depleted uranium I'm hearing about to all
mm-hmm.
this other stuff that's going on. But basically, you know, God is going to deliver us. That's much we do know. And
mm-hmm.
and you know, what amazes me is what was in Rebecca's womb. Esau and Jacob, where they would both become great nations in the end times. Esau being, of course, Russia, and Jacob's name was changed to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
12 tribe Israel all
mm-hmm.
lives here in the United States. This country is Israel.
You but got it, Wayne. You are a very astute man who's been studying this for how long now?
Oh, I've been studying it under a pastor for years. But basically, he's the only person. And of course, I guess what turned me off on him was he was for the Iraqi war. But
mm-hmm.
I know that's part of Daniel's prophecy, where Daniel looked and he saw all these things that we're seeing today. And, of course, I think Bush is going to fall here before long.
Oh, yeah.
They'll all fall. All of them will fall.
But Wayne, let me say this. You have no need that anyone teach you. You have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in your heart, in your soul, and he said that you have no need for anyone to teach you, that his Spirit will teach you all things.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for calling. Call again. Appreciate your call. All right, we'll be back, Scott and Rick, and we'll take more calls if you wish to continue. We'll wrap up in a half an hour, so now's the time to jump aboard. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free. It requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back, yes indeed, in the final half hour tonight. Tomorrow night, Thanksgiving, we will be off, as well as Friday, and we'll give you a chance to catch up on some programs that we have aired previously, and I think we've got a couple of nice programs lined up. Before we go back to the phones, let me just say this, Scott, and that is that I don't wish to come down hard on anyone who is not, you know, knowingly doing wrong. That is, we have a difference on doctrines. I understand that not everybody knows everything, and I'm one of them. I don't know everything about everything at all. Far from it. We're all human, but as we grow... And as we grow to an understanding, I think the key to it all is humility.
Right.
When we are humble, God shows us his truth. If we are heady and we are egotistical and proud and arrogant, God will take that wisdom from us. And that's what I believe. That was the sin of pride.
Pride goes before the fall.
Right, right. Falls. But you know, what I'm trying to say is this. I don't want to judge these people who, whether they be Protestants who are maybe of this persuasion or that persuasion. Hey, let's forget. Protestants condemn all the Catholics. All the Catholics are going to hell, you know? And
right.
Look, they don't understand. God judges based on his formula. You
yep.
don't have the right, and I don't have the right.
Nope,
to sentence people
job.
We don't know to a confinement in utter darkness, which is the ultimate fate, not hell, but utter darkness is the fate of all of those who are cast out from the earth.
And what is utter darkness except for separation
right.
from God, who is the light of the world?
In death. It's the second death. And we don't want to be part of the second death, that's all. want to be part of his kingdom. His kingdom come is what it says, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yep, I'm with you.
That's right. So utter darkness is the final place, the final destination of all of those who have rejected God's mercy, and God has rejected them, the unpardonable sin. It's not hell, a lake of fire they are cast into, according to Scripture, and when they're burned up, they're burned up. Flesh can be burned. Spirit is a different thing, you see. Very, very interesting doctrine, very interesting questions, and I think we're having one of the better programs tonight on a philosophical level, Scott, on this Thanksgiving Eve. So let's go back to the phones, brother. 800-313-9443. We got a lot of calls. Let's take Clinton first. Hello, Clinton.
Oh, Rick, and hello,
yes.
Scott. Hi, Clinton. How are you guys tonight?
All right.
Good, man.
Thank you.
It's good to hear you.
And happy Thanksgiving to our fellowship and our families and friends with one another.
Thank you. Amen.
Yeah, I have a question.
All right.
Help me understand what the context of Babylon means as you're guided by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Scott, do you want to address it first?
Oh, Babylon would be the confusion of the Antichrist. We're living in Babylon right now. Anytime you experience that spirit of evil and confusion, you are experiencing Babylon. And those, you know, entities that propagate that confusion and babble, that's the Babylon. And the United States was, you know, the Puritans came here to make it the new Israel, but it's become Babylon.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Even though it's succinct, I feel like it's more systemic, but that's, you know, semantics. And the reason I asked is, you know, because we've had some disagreements with some people who are, you know, like Ted Pike. I keep bringing him up, and I don't want to beat on him too badly because
yeah,
I really admire what he's done for us. But again, I'm really conflicted how if we want to be true and faithful, we have to follow God's word. And God tells us to come out of Babylon, and Ted keeps bringing us back in. And we need to work on that guy. He's got he's telling us the right thing for the wrong reasons, I contend. And I think it's very important for all of us to help each one of us be aware of that. We're not supposed to be involved with these people at this point in time. We're supposed to come out of, you know, have nothing to do with them. And that's how we defeat them, gentlemen.
Right. Mm-hmm. If they don't have us, then they can't feed off of us.
That's right.
You know, at the same time, Clinton, I can't see anyone who has done more to maintain the free speech rights that we have on this radio station than Ted Pike. And, you know, we all have our work to do for God.
Oh, no question.
Jesus Christ has given us all, you know, and we have to dig deep sometimes to find out what it is he intends for us. And, you know, hopefully that, you know, he comes out of that 501c3, because I do believe, you know, just this week, the federal government came and took over, basically, the Archdiocese of Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the criminality and the conspiracy of pedophilia that's been going on here for decades and millennia, and as a result of the atrocious leadership of the Catholic Church and the Archdiocese of Boston by Bernard Law, the current Archbishop O'Malley, it had to succumb to the beast, because if he didn't, they were going to find they're guilty. These people are guilty of this. So we're just seeing the religious entities within this country continue to submit before this beast and this 501c3 albatross around the neck of Christianity in this country. It's awful.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I tried to bring it to his attention. And another context is related to his work. See, the way I see this is because I've been compromised by what's called the prisoner's dilemma. There's no way to win when you're involved in the control systems. And that's why I'm arguing not about what Ted's brought forth, because it's such a welcome blessing to all of us, but how he's still deluded about what to do next.
Mm.
You see, that's all I'm trying to get through.
I understand that, and I agree to a certain extent, Clint. I'm conflicted, too. It's not easy for me, who's the host of the program, to come here, and I don't turn anyone away, as you know. I don't turn Ted away. I don't turn you away.
You're good at that, Rick.
Yeah, I try to give everybody a chance to argue and discuss. Because after all, if we all were of one mind, this would be the most boring network to listen to.
Really?
We can't be that way. We have our legitimate differences and agreements, disagreements. I agree with you on the essence of what you're saying, that we can't let people try to take away our rights by passing laws. They cannot legislate God out of existence by passing a law, even though they intend to do it. I'm still going to speak. I'm going to be arrested someday. I'm going to be killed someday, probably. And so will you and Scott. But we're going to do it for the testimony of Christ. You know
Amen,
what I'm trying
brother.
To say? Is
right,
that
right.
We will not be pushed around to that extent. In the meantime, however, you know, we've got the gun groups that call their representatives, not just Ted Pike, you know what I'm saying.
Right,
it's the NRA, the Gun Owners of America. We have to let them know where we stand, and that's where I think Ted is trying to come in. I don't want to be part of that Babylonian system, because it's going to wind up right in Jerusalem anyway, whether we like it or not.
But this is the prisoner's dilemma, though.
Yeah.
It
is a dilemma. It's not easy,
Clint. That's the Babylonian system. That's the crux of the Babylonian system.
Right.
The deception of Satan and the compromise that we're forced into. That's why I confronted him when asked him, if you can't renounce your 501c3 now, how do you feel you're going to find the strength in
that's
the spirit?
That's true. That is absolutely
Jesus
true.
When they come for you.
I would advise him to do it also. Don't accept any tax-exempt status from any government.
Well, we're compromised.
Right.
I know
why.
He's compromised. I don't know
no,
exactly.
No, I understand
the
that, and
he's
I agree with you.
Compromised somehow.
Anybody
compromised.
Right, exactly. So we have to help one another.
Right. Right.
And
see that.
One another.
We try the best we can, Clinton. That's all we can do, and hope for the best. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Doug in Texas, and Tim, and Mick, we got all three of you lined up. Let's see if we can take you in this order, all right? Doug, hi, brother.
Well,
hello there.
Hi, Ray. I sure appreciate you having Brother Scott on tonight.
I wouldn't do it without him.
Thanks, Doug.
I thought I was going to miss you this week, Scott, and I was so depressed. That
you were going to suicide yourself?
Uh-huh.
Right. But
I don't think it got that bad now. Come on.
No, it wasn't.
Only 1 week, but here we got Scott on tonight.
You know what I do when we have Thanksgiving coming up, which is really my favorite holiday.
Amen.
And my prayers are always prayers of thanks. I thank the Lord for what he's given me. And I apologize to him for, you know, I have a lot of potential, you know, because I didn't use what he gave me properly.
Right.
We've all felt the same way.
Right. Remorseful and thankful. And that was what the essence of the Thanksgiving is all about. Remorse for our sins and thankfulness for those things that we have. And that's the whole essence of it.
And stop, gentlemen, and think for 1 minute. This is what I use. This is my own little therapy that I use on myself when I'm thinking, damn, you know, the price of gas, $3 a gallon. I'm spending $150 a week on this. And, and it's just life is so tough, and this is so bad. Bill Gates is allegedly the richest man in the United station. He's worth $30 billion, whatever, you know, some figure like that. I'm sure he's not the richest,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
when I walk out the door, I see beautiful little birdies and this and that, kitty cats. I say, I have eyesight,
mm-hmm.
and I can hear,
mm-hmm.
and I can listen to the Rick Adams, Scott Smith show.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't buy that from me.
Nope.
There's no way that I would say, yeah, you know, give me that $30 billion
right.
and make me blind and deaf.
Doug, richness is like success, right? It means something different to every person. And, I live from week to week trying to support my family and pay the bills, and I worry about, you know, how I'm going to pay $1,300 for heat, and then how I'm going to pay my mortgage and
mm-hmm.
put food on the table and worry about stuff like that. But, you know, I am the richest guy in the world because the things that you cannot buy,
mm-hmm.
God has blessed me with, and
mm-hmm.
I thank him for that. And I call it, Doug, treasure in heaven, brother. And I got a feeling you got a pile.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Doug. We got to move along. We got Tim and Mick and Joe, so appreciate it, brother. Have a good Thanksgiving.
God bless you, Doug.
Thank you. Just think of it this way, Scott. What
mm-hmm.
we're going through now ain't nothing compared to what the pilgrims went through.
Oh, no.
And how they perished. They had it real hard. Real hard compared to our way of life. But think of it also this way, ladies and gentlemen. When all of this is gone someday and there's no electricity and there's no food and water in many places, it's going to be like the pilgrims all over again. So I think we should get some training, Scott, and get ready.
Keep your powder dry.
Amen. Tim in Tennessee. Hi, you're on the program.
How y'all doing?
All right.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time listener, actually second-time listener. I had caught a show last night, and they was talking about the CIA and all this other
right.
stuff. And
right.
I was listening to y'all tonight, and my father, he's been a Baptist preacher for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things y'all talk about is kind of new to me, and it's kind of strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jesus Christ first came, his teachings was kind of new and strange too.
Mm-hmm.
If you just stop and think about it, you know, these folks, they've been taught a certain way, and all of a sudden here comes this man that claims to be, you know, the Son of God, and he's saying that, you know, you have a law, and the law says that if you catch your wife in adultery, then you need to go and you need to have this done. Well, he said, but I say unto you, that if you lust after a woman in your own heart,
right.
you've committed adultery already.
Yes.
That was so new, and that was so strange.
Right.
And, you know, it's really, you know, kind of refreshing to hear folks that kind of believes the way I do. And, you know, in the South, it's hard to get folks to change.
Oh,
it's hard to get folks to
anywhere it's hard to get folks to change, Tim. It's the world round, my friend. And
you know, Tim, it's difficult. It is difficult because people are well-intentioned, and I will never take that from them. They mean well. They got the best intentions. But I can tell you when, in my own personal experiences, I was in a church when my mother passed away, and my mother passed away in a hospital bed with a massive ruptured heart, and she had a smile on her face after her eyes rolled. And the preacher said, the undertakers do that. They put smiles on people's faces.
No.
You know, that turned me off so much.
Oh, yeah.
And that
yeah.
made me realize how phony many of these preachers are. They think they're God. They know more than Jesus Christ, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And someday they're going to have to answer, too, because they're just out of the same clay that all of us come from, brother.
That is true. And, you know, the part of salvation that somehow or another we think that we've got to have some kind of part in, I've always believed that in my life, when I can remember when I was 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
I was praying to God. I was praying to God for this or just to have someone to like talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to realizing that I had a relationship with this God
Amen.
Before I actually
mm-hmm.
got saved.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of like a, he chose me before I was ever born.
Right.
I had actually no
That's right.
Choice.
You had no choice
in the matter. Exactly.
Right.
And now I can actually understand why folks can go out and commit these atrocities and not have any, not have any remorse at all about it, because they're not chosen. God plainly says some vessels are chosen or are created for my honor and glory, and some vessels are made for my destruction.
That's true. Very true,
and
brother.
I was kind of wanting to know your view on that.
Well, all I can say is, who is the clay to ask the potter?
That's
exactly.
That sums it up.
Amen,
Tim,
brother.
We
got to
run.
Amen.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take two more calls quickly when we come back. Mick in New Mexico and Joe in Rhode Island. Stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastronex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastronex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And yes, we are back to wrap up this pre-Thanksgiving Eve program with Scott and Rick. And let's go right to the phone, see if we can squeeze in our two last callers, Scott. Mick from New Mexico, you're on the program.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Hi, Mick.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah, of course.
Hello, Mick. Are you there?
You hear me?
Are you there? Counting.
I hear him fine,
there
Rick.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay, I hear you now.
Now, the question is, if that's the box, you know, false doxology that these preachers forced on us.
Yeah.
They always keep asking the question, do y'all know Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a misnomer, and you know that.
Yeah.
Does Jesus know them?
Right.
But, you know, but they never say that.
Exactly.
Right.
They get it reversed. You're
and,
right.
And on a couple occasions in the Bible, he says, get away from me. I never knew you. But we prophesied in your name, and we did this and we did that. Get away from me. I never knew you.
True.
But he calls first. Remember, the no man cometh to the Father but by Christ. And
mm-hmm.
Christ is called, in other words, the Father draws us to Christ. So it's all a matter of him in control of his economy.
Now,
but
I
he's
want
not
to
unjust.
Change the subject here, just a moment here. But who are the two witnesses?
I'll tell you what. Hang up and listen, because the next caller will tell you who they are, all right?
First, let me ask you a question here. We all know about the man who dug up Geronimo's skull.
I don't know too much about him.
No, don't know anything.
That's Scott Bush.
Okay.
Bad enough when I'm married to the great-great-granddaughter of Geronimo.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
All right. Mick, we got to run, though. We're really up against the clock. Let's squeeze one more in, all right? We'll have you call back again next week. Joe in Rhode Island. Can you answer his question? Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Brother Joe.
Not much time, Joe.
Who the two witnesses are?
Who are they? Who are these
Zechariah
two witnesses?
Joe knows who they are, but he can't tell yet.
They're the two anointed sons of the Father, Zechariah chapter 4 and Revelation 11. You can meet
them. All right.
I'd like to close the program, if I could, with a prayer, Rick.
Surely.
I just want to read one verse first. And this is Genesis 1:3. And the Spirit of God moved. That's flooded in the Hebrew. Fluttered upon the face of the waters. The waters in the book of Revelation of the people.
Okay. Yep.
And God said, let there be light. There was light. This light was created before the sun and the moon were created.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Jesus was that light.
Yes.
He is that light.
He is that light. You know, the scribe and the Pharisee said to him, he says, how is it you say before Abraham was I am? You're only 30 years old and you knew Abraham. You see, Melchizedek, which name means king of the justified, visited Abraham. He brought bread and wine.
Yep.
So he does today.
Amen.
Yahweh, Yeshua, Messiah, we approach your throne, Father. We'd like to thank you on this day, Father, your day, Father's Day. Thanksgiving to you, Father. All the thanks go to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Brother
Joe.
Joe, that was the best prayer. Thank you, brother. Have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All of you out there the same. Yeah. Scott,
hey, Rick, what a program.
Oh, stay on the line, Scott, off the air. I want to just I wish you a merry Thanksgiving, a happy Thanksgiving, and a merry Christmas. All right, we'll be back live.
Drink and be merry.
Amen. Monday night live, tomorrow night and Friday night rebroadcast. Rick Adams, Scott Smith, the dynamic duo. See you, God willing, next Monday night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.